Complex interlocking gears turn in a rusting mechanism, fused with a keyhole of stout metal doors embossed with lions rampant. The doors swing open to reveal Lionsgate in metallic letters against a cloudy sky lit by a fiery glow. In bold lettering against a gleaming blue rectangle, the logo of Reliance Entertainment. Glowing lights turn in a descending spiral. The lights are formed of three letters, DNA. Bold red letters flicker. Lionsgate and Reliance Entertainment present, in association with IM Global, a DNA Films production. The sun rises over a sprawling high-rise city beyond a desert wilderness.
America is an irradiated wasteland. Within it lies a city. Outside the boundary walls, a desert. The cursed earth. Inside the walls, the cursed city, stretching from Boston to Washington, D.C. An unbroken concrete landscape. 800 million people living in the ruin of the old world and the megastructures of the new one. Mega blocks, mega highways, mega city one.
A heads-up display shows the view from a winged craft as it flies between the vast towers of mega city one. A man tapes up his hand and clenches his fist.
Convulsing. Choking. Breaking under its own weight.
The muscled figure pulls on black leather. Rioters throw rocks at an armored truck.
Citizens in fear of the street. The gun. The gang.
A computer scans and identifies approaching rioters.
Only one thing fighting for order in the chaos. The men and women of the Hall of Justice.
A broad black tower displays a huge illuminated eagle crest.
Juries. Executioners. Judges.
As the figure places his helmet on his head, the title explodes into view. Dread. Streetlights pass in a blur as the man in black blasts along an underpass on his high-powered motorcycle. Looking directly down at the city streets below, an aircraft passes over an immense, complex intersection. Operators man banks of screens at a control center.
Flagging three perps. Responders needed in subsector 20, flyover 5.
We have a positive ID on three suspects, wanted on multiple counts. Any judges, please respond.
Direct control. In pursuit of vehicle, sector 13. Driving erratic. Suspects are under the influence of narcotics.
Red's bike weaves in and out of cars, pursuing a van through heavy traffic. In the van, in slow motion, a tattooed man in the passenger seat and a bald man with a tattooed face in the back puff on liquid-filled pipes, gently exhaling narcotic vapor. The driver, who is not smoking, turns and shouts to his semi-conscious partner in the back seat.
What?
I said we got a judge there too! Think of her with dead fucking meat!
Fuck!
Do you require backup?
No.
Dredd guns the throttle. In the shabby van, the guy with the tattooed face loads a submachine gun, leans out of the window and fires. The pipe smoker in the passenger seat covers his ears as the chase tears through traffic, raising clouds of debris. The van swerves onto an off-ramp and Dredd follows. The chase is monitored from the air. The van speeds along a street through smoke and trash and past makeshift dwellings of the homeless. A young guy wearing headphones steps out into the road and becomes a red smear of blood on the van's cracked windshield. His body passes under the van and rolls to a halt. Red swerves to avoid the corpse without slowing down.
Control. Perps just wiped out an innocent. I'm taking him down.
He accelerates and closes in on the culprits. Twin machine guns on the bike blaze, and the van's right rear tire blows, sending it out of control. It skids across the lane, flips over, rolls, and comes to a rest against a concrete barrier outside a steel and glass skyscraper. Crowds gather at the scene. A kickstand emerges from the bike, and a chunky leather boot stamps onto the ground. Dredd pulls open the upside-down van door and inspects the bloodied bodies inside. There are only two. He notices the pipe inhaler, then stands, distracted by a commotion on the street. He enters the atrium of a mall with his weapon at the ready. Inside, a body lies on the floor and people scurry about, panicking. Dredd strides towards the sounds of gunfire. People cower in a bar, and another body lies slumped in a corner by a storefront.
Control. Paramedics to my GPS. Multiple wounded and bodies for recycling.
Copy, Dredd.
People flee past the heavily armored judge.
Fuck up!
The suspect, with the tattooed face, holds a machine gun to a struggling woman's head near a street food sign. Dredd approaches slowly. Dredd, face obscured by his black helmet, stops and eyes the tattooed man.
Let's talk.
Talk about what, Judge?
Release the hostage, unharmed, and I guarantee you a sentence of life in an ISO cube without parole.
Life without parole? That's a deal you offered?
Only if you comply. Your crimes include multiple homicide and the attempted murder of a judge. If you do not comply, the sentence death.
You know, you aren't a very good negotiator, Judge. You know why? You got no fucking leverage!
No.
Yeah? Now here's the deal. You let me walk or I blow your fucking brains out. Okay?
Dredd aims his weapon.
Negotiation's over.
Hey, what are you doing? Didn't you hear what I said? I'll kill the bitch!
Yeah, I heard you hot shot.
What?
I said hot shot.
Dredd's gun blows a single white phosphor round, which enters the suspect's mouth and glows brightly. He slumps to his knees as his head burns from the inside out. Smoke pours from his mouth, and he falls forward. Only Dredd's grim jawline is visible beneath his helmet visor. He slowly approaches the shaking hostage, who clings to a wooden beam.
Control to Dredd, come in. Is your pursuit resolved?
Affirmative.
Report back to the Hall of Justice. The Chief Judge wants to see you.
Dredd turns towards the hostage.
Thank you, Judge.
The Level 1 food court will reopen in 30 minutes. Thank you for your patience.
Bodies are carried off in a small trailer. The Golden Eagle insignia shines on the Hall of Justice. Eyes closed and smiling, a young woman with blonde hair and dark eyebrows holds a worn photo of a man, a woman, and a little girl.
Cassandra Anderson, 21. Born in a block 100 meters from the radiation boundary wall. At age 7, she lost both parents to residual fallout cancer. As is usual with orphans, she was given a judge aptitude test at age 9. It classified her as unsuitable, but she was entered into the academy on special instruction. In the academy, her record was never better than borderline. Her final academy score put her 3 percentile points below a pass.
So what's she doing in a uniform?
The chief judge studies Anderson through a two-way mirror.
Rookie Anderson. Sir, how many people are observing you?
A light glow passes through the girl.
2. What can you tell me about the person I'm with?
Male. Another judge.
I can feel anger and control, but there's something else, something behind the control, something almost. Okay, Anderson.
She's a mutant.
The judge's counsel have chosen to overlook her status. So you will too. She's the most powerful psychic we've ever come across by a huge margin. The judges are losing the war for this city. We believe she could be a major asset. As I said, her final score was only 3 points below a pass. It's marginal.
It's not marginal. She failed.
The girl's getting one more chance. I want you to take her out. Give her one day in the field, supervised. See if she makes the grade. Sink or swim. Chuck her in the deep end.
Dredd nods.
It's all a deep end.
A rookie judge on assessment is likely to be involved in armed combat. 1 in 5 don't survive the first day. You may be required to carry out on-the-spot executions of convicted felons.
Yes, sir.
Incorrect sentencing is an automatic fail. Disobeying a direct order from your assessment officer is an automatic fail. Losing your primary weapon or having it taken from you is an automatic fail.
Yes, sir.
You ready, rookie?
I am.
Your assessment starts now.
A district of low-rise buildings surrounds several towering high-rise megablocks, one of which displays peach trees vertically in neon. Lights flash on a chopper, dwarfed by the superstructures. It passes over the peach tree's roof, which has a square opening to the inside. A man and a woman are in a dimly lit room. The woman exhales smoke slowly. The woman, in her 30s, with short dark hair and deep scars on her right cheek, sits in a bath, smooth ribbons of smoke exiting her mouth. Water splashes in ultra-slow motion as she raises her hand from beneath the surface. The pearl-colored droplets sparkle and seem to float almost motionless in the air. Behind the suspended beads of water stands the man with a neat goatee. He watches her as the droplets shimmer and slowly fall. The woman, eyes droopy and mouth half open, lowers her arm back into the water, then raises it again. She directs her vacant glance down at the bath. Ma ignores the man and watches the super slow drops of water fall from her hand.
We got trouble.
Now, Ma and the man are with a guy in a yellow shirt, standing in front of 3 bloody prisoners.
They were selling Sternhammer product on my level. I warned them off with a beating a couple of weeks ago. Guess it didn't work.
You can't deal with it yourself.
I can deal with it.
The question is whether you want to make an example.
The gagged prisoners tremble on their knees.
Skin them. Toss them over the balcony.
Hit them with a little slow-mo first.
Sure.
She turns and looks out a moldy window in the grim, unfurnished room, her expression absent. Thugs grab one of the prisoners by the neck, blood covering his face and dripping down his chest, and drag him away. 2 men wait with a slow-mo inhaler pipe. Maroon and orange slow-mo swirls in the inhaler's clear barrel as the man is forced to inhale. Reality is halted, and everything slows down as the device falls backward off a balcony. The inhaler drops into the building's central shaft, a dim, seemingly endless abyss. From the bottom of the shaft, the sky is a small white square from above. Citizens mill around in the ground floor atrium as 2 blood-caked bodies slam onto the tiles. The third body narrowly misses a mother with a stroller. Blood sprays up from the corpses with the force of the impact. Red lights flash on a screen, pinpointing the bodies.
Responders in the vicinity of peach trees. We have a report of a triple homicide. The paramedic is on site and is cordoning off the area.
There are red lights showing corpses all over a digital map of the city. The megacity area on a map of the United States is a pulsing mass of red.
12 serious crimes reported every minute. 17,000 per day. We can respond to around 6%.
Which 6%?
Your show, rookie. You tell me.
Peach trees, multiple homicide.
Direct to control. We'll take peach trees.
Copy that.
Anderson and Red power away toward the peach trees megablock. The name glows in orange lights down the side of the vast concrete house. Skateboarders pull tricks at a graffiti-stained skate park. Female fans applaud enthusiastically as they drop in, catch air, and speed from one side to the other of a wide halfpipe. More spectators watch from broken windows. The skate park is on a wide balcony on the side of the Peachtree's building.
Okay, rookie, what do you know about Peachtree's?
Sir, Peachtree's houses 75,000 registered citizens. It has the highest crime rate in Sector 13, unemployment rate at 96%. And more than half the residential levels here are classed as slums.
They stop near a homeless man, Dredd still wearing his helmet.
Judgment.
Vagrancy, 3 weeks ISO cubes, but prioritize murders?
Correct. Don't be here when we get back.
The homeless man's sign reads, Homeless Junkie, will debase self for credits. Dredd and his trainee stride into the building.
So why do you want to be a judge?
Sir, I want to protect and serve the city, to make a difference.
Make a difference? To a block like this?
I was born and raised in a block like this. Before the Justice Department took me, I know there are good people inside. Good families just trying to get by. Yes, I believe I can make a difference.
Admirable.
A crowd stands around the three fallen men, now covered with tarps. A paramedic examines one of the bloody pulps.
What do you got?
Three steers in a somewhat fucked up condition.
Dredd lifts the tarps to look.
You based in Peachtree's?
Med Center, level 25.
You ID'd him?
Mostly. These two are registered to this block.
And him?
I'll have to run his blood through a DNA profiler if I can figure out which blood is his.
The man's face is surrounded by a halo of blood and brains. Dredd lifts the upper lip to reveal white markings.
What do you make of this, rookie?
I don't know, sir.
Dredd stands and looks up the central shaft.
It's a coal burn from a slow-mo inhaler.
Slow-mo?
Only just hit the grid, but it's making big waves. Makes the brain feel as if time is passing at 1% its normal speed. Guess it felt like a long way down.
Anderson looks up the shaft, frowning. A point of view quickly descends the deep drop. The rookie frowns thoughtfully. In the control room, IDs are analyzed on screen.
Positive on your IDs. All showing convictions for possession of narcotics. Transmitting data now.
Small-time perps, junkies, no known gang affiliation. What's your analysis?
She looks at the corpses.
Drugged, skinned, displayed in public. I think it's a punishment killing. Someone's trying to send a message.
Yeah. Don't fuck with the Mama clan.
Mama clan.
Mugshots appear in quick succession, stopping on Maz.
We have her on record from her whoring days. The picture's pretty old, but that's her. Madeline Madrigal, a.k.a. Mama. Ex-hooker from the S9 Pleasure District. Quit working when she got sliced up by a pimp. She got her own back. Block legend says she feminized the guy with her teeth. Took over his business interests and never looked back. Anyone else, you'd say it was bullshit, right? Not with Mama. Her trademark is violence.
Mama pokes a guy's eyes out with her thumbs.
Not so long ago, there were three main gangs hustling for control of Peachtree's. The Peyote Kings, the Red Dragons, the Judged. Then Mama arrived.
Mama grins with deep gashes across her face and blood strewn through her teeth. A gang member shoots up a tattoo parlor. Gangsters in mock judges' uniforms are gunned down.
Took over the top floor of the block and started working her way down.
A gangster is executed.
9 months later, she had control of everything. Levels 1 to 200. All hers.
How'd she get away with it?
You know how often we get a judge up in Peachtree's?
Well, you got one now. The victims are registered to apartments on level 39, likely killed over a turf issue. So, perps will be in the vicinity. Rookie.
Find out where the clan operate on this level and hit it hard.
A schematic expands to show an apartment blueprint.
That would be here.
The graph expands further to show level 39. Two young men walk slowly down a dimly lit corridor past small windows protected by wire mesh. Colored light shines through each grimy, dirty window. They approach a door and knock. A grill slides open, and inside, Mama's dealer in the yellow shirt nods. A tattooed doorman opens the door. Slow-mo paraphernalia and broken inhalers lie on a table. The man in the yellow shirt hands over two inhalers. The guys shake up the contents excitedly and take in the drug. Everything slows to a vividly colored virtual standstill. Slow motion glimpses of a guy dealing cards, a shotgun, a man choking a young woman, and the slow-mo mixture swirling in a glass vial. Exhaled smoke drifts slowly and the junkies' eyes roll up into their heads. Dredd and Anderson arrive outside, guns ready. Dredd stands beside the door with the rookie next to him. A kid comes out of a nearby apartment, but Anderson shakes her head at him and he backs away inside.
Take it this is your first time in non-sim combat.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering when you'd remember you left your helmet behind.
Sir, a helmet can interfere with my psychic abilities.
I think a bullet might interfere with them more.
Dredd pulls a safety tag from an explosive charge with his teeth, gently places the magnetic mine on the front door and activates it. Anderson observes, then steps back against the wall.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
You don't look ready.
Just adrenaline, sir.
Dredd turns toward Anderson, then bends over and shields her with his body as the charge goes off. In slow-mo time, a nail and the door mechanism blow in, and the steel door buckles. One of the junkies watches, his green eyes slowly following the path of the device as it enters the room. The skin on a gang member's torso ripples like fabric as the blast blows him across the room and the judges enter with their weapons raised. A glittery mist floats through the air as Dredd and Anderson fire. A junkie who's just been shot glides in the air slowly as if experiencing zero gravity. A round enters a gangster's cheek and exits the other side, leaving a string of blood suspended in the air. Another blast hits a big tattooed guy in the ribcage. His body shudders with the impact as blood gushes out of his chest. Blood and sparks fly in all directions. One of the junkie boys raises an automatic. A round bursts from Dredd's weapon in a cloud of flames. It tears through the young guy's face, and a slow fountain of cherry red blood splatters from his cheek. Anderson stares in shock, shaking. The other young junkie raises his hands in surrender. The vivid slow-mo enhanced colors fade into reality. A dim, dirty room.
Anderson, judgment.
Crime, possession, and use of controlled substances. Sentence, 2 years ISO cubes.
No, don't tell me, tell control.
Anderson to control?
Copy.
Requesting meat wagon to Peachtree's level 39. We have 4 bodies for recycle and 8 live for the ISO cubes.
Copy that, meat wagon inbound.
All right, let's get him cuffed. Move. Up.
As Anderson binds Mama's friend in the yellow shirt, she notices a tattoo on his neck.
Sir, this one's a gang member.
She has a psychic vision of bloody flesh being sliced off a body.
Sir, it's him.
Him who?
The man who murdered the people in the atrium.
You sure?
The dealer turns around to face her.
99%.
Can't execute a perp on 99%.
Dredd gets in his face.
Save me a lot of paperwork if you just confess right now. We'll take him in. See how he holds up after a few hours of interrogation.
Anderson marches the much taller dealer out of the drug den. A young guy in his 20s with pale skin, long red hair, and wearing a yellow shirt, sits at a computer console twisting together lengths of bronze-colored wire to add to tangled filaments draped around the sparse apartment. He looks up, and his black eyeballs widen, as he monitors the drug bust on a large screen. He zooms in, then rewinds.
Oh, shit. Judges. No.
He leans into a microphone.
Caleb? There's a problem on level 39.
The judges hit the distribution point and shot the place up, took out a few of the boys.
So what? We're overdue a bus. It's just the judges showing their faces, reminding the citizens they exist.
No, Maya. They picked up Kay.
Executed?
Interrogation. They're taking him in right now.
Fuck.
If Kay talks.
If they're taking him in, he'll talk.
Ma. What are we gonna do?
Mama stops, and Caleb looms behind her. The mechanical pupils in the techie's deep blue eyes dilate to fully black again as he manipulates schematics on his big screen. In a control room, a security guard sleeps with his feet up on the desk while a few others play cards. A screen flickers as the techie hacks into the system. Caleb and two armed gang members advance down a corridor, then take out the lazy security guards.
That one's still breathing. Control room is secure.
Caleb unplugs a cable on the bloody control deck and replaces it with a disk drive.
Rooter's in. You're good to go.
Ma hovers over the techie.
Sector control?
Sector control, this is Peachtree's control. I just want to check you were notified about the DEFCON systems test today.
Copy that. Peachtree's, we don't have you down for a DEFCON test.
Yeah, we must be. If you check the,
I've got nothing.
The techie shifts nervously.
God fucking damn it, Sector. I put in the notification myself 3 fucking times. We are good to go right now. I've got my supervisor breathing down my neck.
Hold fire, Peachtree's. Let me get on this. Okay, I put you on the system. Hall of Justice and all emergency services are notified to ignore your status. You can run the test anytime you like.
Appreciate that, Sector. You just saved my ass over here.
You're welcome, Peachtree's.
The redhead sits back in relief as Mama calmly stares downward. An elevator descends a deep shaft with Anderson, Kay, and Dredd inside.
Sir, he's thinking about making a move for your gun.
Yeah.
He just changed his mind.
Yep.
The elevator panel shows, next stop, Atrium.
Then enter the passkey and you should be inside.
Caleb types in the control room.
Security protocols accessed. Four protocol accessed. Blast shield initiated.
Outside, the Peachtree's sign turns off. The judges and Kay approach the homeless man.
Get up. You're headed for the cubes.
Stand clear of doors.
The blast door drops, crushing the homeless guy.
All residents remain calm.
A pool of blood seeps under the door. A morbidly obese man holding a fast food bag stops eating at the announcement. Glass doors all over the block seal families inside. The huge layered doors cover hundreds of windows. Doors lower to block the skaters out on the balcony. On the roof, massive steel shutters slide shut. The judges march Kay through the mall, which is now flooded with red light. Residents and the judges stare up at the shaft as the square of skylight far above gets smaller.
What's going on?
The bulky roof doors slowly come to a close as a narrow line of light gets thinner and thinner.
Lockdown complete.
The red lights go off and normal interior lighting returns. In his control room, the techie hits some keys and pushes a microphone towards Mama.
You're patched in.
The scarred gang leader picks up the mic and saunters over to a bench behind the red-headed kid. She sits hunched over, thoughtfully, with an elbow resting on her knee.
Peachtree's.
This is Mama. Somewhere in this block are 2 judges. I want him dead. Until I get what I want, the block is locked down. I'll clan every level, not the judges down.
Everyone else clear the corridors and stay the fuck out of our way until the shooting stops.
Residents scatter in all directions.
If I hear anyone helping the judges, I will kill them and the next generation of their family.
The teal neon lights of a medical center shut off. The judges and Kay stand in the atrium.
As for the judges,
you better move.
Sit tight or run.
Makes no difference, you're mine.
She blinks expressionlessly, her scars especially concave in the light. A child runs down a dim corridor, the rest of the hallways and walkways left deserted. The judges and their charge walk up an empty, graffitied concrete stairwell.
Control, we have a situation developing in Peachtree's. Do you copy? Control, do you copy?
My comms are down, too.
Shielding must be blocking our transmissions.
We'll head for the med center.
A digital orange view of level 18 shows armed gangsters on the move. Dredd turns to Anderson.
Call it.
Sir?
You're on assessment, rookie. Call it.
Multiple armed targets, obstructed line of sight. Gas grenades?
Respirators. Advise you hold your breath.
The judges place small respirators over their mouths and noses. Dredd lobs a canister of mustard-colored gas up the stairwell, and they move up the steps. Dredd leading with his gun pointed ahead. Crouching as they descend the stairs, the mamas falter at the lime green-colored gas. They cough violently and collapse in sprays of blood as Dredd guns them down. The judges hurry past the dead body. The elevator heads back up the shaft, and when it stops, two mamas go to investigate. The doors open. One is yanked inside, and Dredd sends two bullets through the other's head. Dredd checks that the corridor's clear, then goes back for Anderson and Kay. He shoves the prisoner along in front of him.
I want the north and east corridor totally covered. Cell's got the west and the south. And spread out your hardware. We're gonna have these judges back to mom on a plate.
The paramedic stands in the med center and watches the mamas organize themselves in the corridor. A man in a yellow jacket locks and loads his machine gun. Dredd peers around a corner, and Anderson ties the prisoner to some ducting along a wall.
We're gonna have to go through him. Stun grenade. Let's give him the good news.
Dredd bends down and rolls a small black ball, which blinks red, out to the middle of the group. He holds up his arm and speaks into his comm.
Citizens of Peachtree's. This is the law.
Who think you are coming up here?
Disperse immediately, or we will use lethal force to clear the area.
Where's that coming from?
Over there. Access corridor.
You have been warned. You now have 20 seconds to comply.
What's you doing a complying, Judge? There's 10 of us. Only 2 of you. When you step out from behind that doorway, we're gonna blow the fuck out of you.
10 seconds to comply.
Fuck you, Judge.
You got 5.
Thanks for the heads up.
The stun grenade goes off in a flash of blue light. With the mamas momentarily phased, the judges emerge from the cover and open fire in the icy blue field of energy. As the last of the group go down, Dredd reloads. A guy tries to get to his feet, blood pouring from his mouth, and looks up into the barrel of Anderson's weapon.
What are you waiting for, rookie? His crime is attempted murder of a judge. The sentence is death.
Yes, sir.
The guy stares up at Anderson pleadingly. She takes a deep breath and raises her gun. She lowers her gun, panting. Dredd and Anderson stare down at the blood-stained body sprawled on the floor. Dredd walks over to the med center, leaving the rookie still standing, awestruck. The paramedic watches from behind closed doors.
Open up.
Open up. Negative, Judge.
We need a place we can defend.
Then you better find someplace else. This is a medical facility. Neutral ground.
Neutral? You're not neutral. You're choosing sides.
Peachtree's has been sealed by blast doors designed to withstand attack. No one's getting out. No one's coming in. And you have every clan affiliate in the block after your blood. There are no sides. You're already dead.
Dredd clenches his square jaw and heads back to Anderson and Kay, who's now limping. Anderson pushes the dealer to his knees and walks over to confer with her leader.
Looks like the med center's closed early today. Switch weapon to silencer mode. Our best bet now is to go covert, conserve ammunition, and don't shoot unless you're gonna hit.
Sir, what about the prisoner?
Explain.
Well, it's just that under the circumstances, he could be a liability.
Also a prime suspect in 3 homicides. What do you say, rookie? Wanna cut him loose?
No, sir.
She shoots Dredd a worried look. He moves away with his weapon raised, leaving Anderson to deal with Kay.
Get up.
The trio moves out. The dim slum corridors of Peachtrees are empty and still. A view down a long straight passage takes in a large dark stain on the floor. Heavily armed mamas in stained vests and t-shirts go in search of their quarry. Red advances slowly at a calm, measured pace, with Anderson behind him. A gang of mamas jog through the gloom as Dredd's group approaches another flight of stairs. Dredd rounds a corner into a corridor on their right, his weapon poised and ready. He waves his companions to come closer. They turn the corner, and people appear ahead of them at the opposite end of the hall.
Move.
Dredd shoves the prisoner into a recessed doorway, and the judges take cover as an armed group approaches. White light flares as Anderson's psychic senses feel something. The gang members draw nearer. She reaches for the entry buzzer on the door. As Kathy opens the door, she's driven backwards by Anderson.
We're not gonna hurt you.
Anderson keeps her leather gauntlet clamped over the citizen's mouth as Dredd shoves the prisoner inside, closes the door, and keeps watch through the peephole. The armed gang walks straight past the door.
Claire, secure the woman somewhere she can't raise any alarms.
We can't. She has a baby asleep in the next room. We can't secure her if we don't know when she'll be freed.
There a father?
He's out there, looking for us.
Her psych sense flares.
Say that, what you were just thinking. I don't, did you? It's okay, go ahead.
I'm not raising any alarms. If the men out there don't know where you are, you won't be killing them.
Go on.
There's a service elevator near here. The sign says it's broken, but it works as long as you're hitting a button above level 75. I just want you off my level, away from my family.
Anderson eyes the woman compassionately and turns to Dredd. He nods and opens the door, keeping his weapon raised and ready. Kathy studies Anderson anxiously as Dredd drags the prisoner to his feet and out of the apartment. On her way out, Anderson notices a framed photo of the woman smiling happily with her husband. Her psych sense flares again, and she realizes Kathy's husband is the man she executed moments ago.
Kathy,
don't thank me.
It's not for you. I just don't want to see you again.
Anderson leaves. In the elevator, she closes her eyes, then opens them to find Dredd staring at her, his jaw set grimly, inscrutable behind his tinted helmet visor. The elevator continues up its vertiginous sheer shaft. The view out of the elevator shows level after level of drab dwelling units. In Ma's quarters,
this drug shifts like nothing I've ever seen.
If we play this right, we could take the whole fucking city.
The only danger is we expand too fast. In the last few days, we've added distribution to 3 new blocks. Pretty soon, we're looking at making inroads into sectors 9 and 15.
15 is still red territory.
Ma, you better come quick.
Bodies on screen.
Okay, we got one here, maybe 11 outside the med center. There's 8 in the stairwell and another 5 on level 18. They've downed 30 plus and haven't even taken a scratch.
Where are they now?
I don't know, but they seem to be moving their way up the block. No, wait. I just picked them up. They're on level 76, West Quadrant. Do you want me to patch you back into the PA? We could get level 60 through 80 converging on them.
No. Can you seal them in there?
Sure. War override gives me total control of the building.
The techie taps on his keyboard. The judges are on a dank level, with puddles on the floor and abandoned furniture. They halt as they hear a noise. The metal gate slammed down around them.
That's not good.
Full lockdown. They're going nowhere.
Dredd's group on camera.
I tried to do this clean, but they wouldn't let me, so now we do it messy.
Dredd shoots out the camera.
Too late, Judge.
She leans into a microphone.
Caleb, come in.
Come on.
We've got him cornered. We're taking him down right now.
Mama twists her scarred face into an unpleasant grin. Dredd examines the solid steel bars of the gate.
Whitney-Knox is settling to cut through.
They know where we are. Why aren't they coming after us?
That's what worries me. Take him back to the main lobby. Hold position behind the elevator shaft. Be a good place to defend.
Where are you going?
If I don't come back and you get cornered, you might not want to get taken alive.
She stares open-mouthed.
Your call.
Sir.
Dredd strides off down the hall, leaving Anderson with Kay. Frowning, Anderson moves out, dragging the prisoner with her. Dredd moves slowly down a dark corridor, then takes a right turn. A citizen peers out through his peephole as the judge walks past. Doors are locked and chains put on as Dredd passes by. A man in a cap watches Dredd's reflection in a mirror. A figure moves behind drawn curtains, and another hurriedly locks up as the judge approaches. Dredd pauses. He's viewed on a monitor. The techie focuses, the angular pupils shrink and dilate in his deep blue cybernetic eyes. Next to Anderson, Kay is on his knees, hunched over.
He's right, you know. About not wanting to be taken alive. The stuff the Klan would do to a girl like you. Nasty.
He glances up at Anderson, who's in cover keeping watch, peering around a wall. The prisoner straightens and takes a deep breath.
We had a girl one time. Girl about your age and, Well, anyway, I'm just saying, save the last bullet for yourself.
Yeah, and I'll save the second to last one for you.
Sure.
She continues her lookout.
So you're a mutant. Most of you poor fuckers got 3 stumpy arms or no arms. But, I guess you lucked out. You fit together pretty well. Psychic. So fucked up. Yeah, I heard about your kind. Kinda hard to believe it's real. Like, what am I thinking about right now?
Naked bodies thrash. Saliva splashes from Anderson's mouth.
Picturing a violent sexual liaison between the two of us and a
pointless attempt to shock me.
You're good, but I wasn't trying to shock you. If I was trying to shock you, I'd have been thinking about this.
What are you thinking about now, huh?
Anderson's eyes widen as she hits the guy with her weapon. He leans forward, grimacing. As dread advances, people run down a corridor ahead of him. They gather on a walkway overlooking the block's central shaft. The clan are constructing something on the walkway. A young boy in a green shirt watches them until his father runs in and leads him away. The clan assemble heavy machine guns, fixing thick belts of ammunition into place. Caleb approaches Mama, who observes the proceedings with a cold stare. People run past Dredd as he approaches the opposite side of the walkway to the clan. He ducks behind a wall. Mama walks up to the edge of the walkway, beside a huge Gatling gun, and looks across towards where Dredd is hiding. He peers around the wall.
Oh, shit.
Fire!
Three Gatling guns and more small arms lacerate the level from across the corridor as Dredd runs for his life. Crates around streak across the block's central shaft. Citizens get caught in the crossfire and go down, spouting blood. Mama squints and smiles in grim satisfaction. Her dark brown eyes reflect the glow of gunfire. A cowering man dies as the huge guns hose firepower indiscriminately. The father and his family hide behind a table, which fails at shielding them from incoming shots. The man falls backward, hit by multiple bullets. Anderson and Kay wait anxiously as Dredd flees from the mail room. Mama takes over one of the Gatling guns and fires. The bullets cut through human flesh and concrete alike. An explosion knocks Dredd to the floor. Dredd crawls along just beneath the flying ledge. Used bullets pile up on the floor. The techie gasps as black blocks on his cameras blink. Error. Dredd arrives back with Anderson and Kay. They lean against the wall just outside the line of fire. As they shoot, Mama and her clan vibrate with the power of the gun.
Concentrate the fire!
Explosions erupt as the level is completely demolished. Dredd's group hunkers down, and the gun barrels glow red hot. Chunks of concrete shower down, and a round penetrates the outside wall of the block. The display on Dredd's weapon confirms a high X round, and he blows a hole in the wall. As bullets spark off the concrete around them, the trio tumble down a ramp and out onto the skate park balcony. The judges pick themselves up and aim their weapons at the group of teenagers. The young skaters stare at them, shivering and confused. The judges lower their weapons and regain their breath as ash and dust particles drift in the air around them. More explosions erupt as the guns spit out their last rounds. Smoke drifts across the shattered remains of the target level, and the rotating gun barrels spin to a stop. Mama and the clan survey the pockmarked remains. Bodies are strewn across corridors, and high-pressure steam hisses from a ruptured duct. As smoke and dust settle on the carnage, the boy in the green shirt emerges from behind the plastic chair. The locked-down interior gates open, and Caleb leads the clan out.
There's no way they survive.
They're not dead till we find him dead. Part of him, anyway.
Stepping over bodies and rubble, the mamas follow Caleb. Amid the nighttime lights of Mega City 1, a bright glow illuminates the skate ramp on the balcony of peach trees.
Comms are back on. Control, do you copy?
Affirmative.
1024 on my GPS. Request immediate assistance.
Copy, 1024. Judge is under fire. Showing your location as Peach Trees, Sector 13. Confirm.
Be advised, blast door defenses have been triggered.
Can you hold hold your current GPS?
Negative. If they come for us, we've got nowhere to go.
Copy that. Backup is on its way. Just stay alive.
We gotta go back in.
Anderson stares across at another megablock, Atlantic Towers, then turns back to Dredd. Inside, the clan shine flashlights as they search through the destruction. The lights are out, and small fires burn in the wreckage. Mama looks out from the edge of her walkway and eyes her clan's handiwork from the other side of the block. Calm fires occupy the entire side of the building. Dredd sneaks back in from the skate park. As Mama leans over for a closer look, Dredd tosses Caleb off the destroyed walkway. Mama leans on the edge of the walkway, clutching the railing. She stares across the central abyss as Dredd melts back into the smoke. Dredd shoves his prisoner down a hallway and sends him sprawling into a classroom. Dredd throws him into a school desk.
Your gang locks down the whole block. Massacres an entire quadrant of men, women, and children just to take out two judges. Sound like overkill to you?
Dredd kicks Kay in the face. He falls down and is immediately hauled back to his feet and thrust up against the wall by the throat.
Executed on the bust. Mama would have let us walk out of here. What she doesn't want is you taken back to the sector house. She doesn't want you interrogated. She's afraid of what you might say. And that's got me curious.
Dredd headbutts Kay with his helmet.
Spill it! Fuck you!
Dredd chokes Kay as Anderson watches wide-eyed.
Sir. Sir, if you leave it to me, he doesn't have to speak.
Dredd lets go, and the prisoner sinks to the ground. Dredd strides off, and Anderson steps up to take over.
What are you up to, bitch?
Anderson closes her eyes, and a light glows.
Welcome to the inside of your head. Kind of empty in here.
I don't know what kind of mutant shit this is, but if my hands weren't cuffed...
You aren't cuffed, if you don't want to be.
He gapes at his freed wrists.
My head. Do what I like.
Sure.
He shoots her with her own weapon, with no effect.
Thinking about hurting me doesn't actually hurt me.
Yeah. Points to you. Except, there is that thing.
What thing was that?
That I know how to freak you the fuck out. See, if you're talking about my fucked up head versus your fucked up head...
Anderson undresses.
Your fucked up head is gonna lose.
He pulls her head towards his crotch.
I figured that would shut you up.
Hey, I can play mind games too.
Kneeling before him, Ma spits blood.
You sick fucking bitch!
We haven't even started.
The mindscape blurs, rewinding at high speed down corridors, to flesh being sliced and junkies sucking on inhalers. A face is battered with blood, items taken from a steel box, a drugs factory, and a blur of violent images. A pool of urine spreads out beneath the prisoner. The rookie turns to Dredd.
Peachtree's is the manufacturing base for all the slow-mo in Mega City 1. Mama's controlling the production and distribution across the whole city.
Interesting.
Two judges arrive at Peachtree's and appear on the monitors. Mama traces a knife along the techie's stomach. He trembles.
Peachtree's, can I help you?
We're responding to a report of judges under fire from within this block.
Judge is under fire. I'm unaware of any such activity. We're actually undergoing a scheduled war defense test.
Not anymore, you're not. Open the blast door right now.
Yes, sir. The problem is we've had a software malfunction, and I've lost control of the system. We've had a fire on level 76.
The judge looks up at a pall of smoke high above.
You better get control fast, or I'm slapping you with an obstruction of justice charge. 5 years in the cubes. Mandatory.
Will do, sir. I'm on it right now. Thank you.
Still holding the blade against his flesh, Mama pulls down the techie's t-shirt. Shaking, he hunches over his keyboard.
We have new intel about Mama, and we've managed to get a 1024 to control. Parameters are shifting. What are the options, Anderson?
Keep moving and attempt to avoid further detection or find a place to defend. Same as before, except now we know backup's inbound.
You're giving us two options, defend or hide.
Yes, sir.
What about we attack? Head straight for Mama.
Is that an option?
Well, she's guilty. We're judges.
Sir, with backup inbound, I think we should wait until the odds have shifted in our favor.
Dredd's expression stays grim.
Wrong answer.
You're the psychic.
He walks out of the schoolroom and Anderson returns to Kay, whose nose and lips are glossy with blood. Dredd peeks out and sweeps the corridor with his weapon.
Clear.
They move out. Behind them, two armed boy clan members watch from behind a wall.
Why didn't you shoot him?
Why didn't I shoot him? Why didn't you?
Okay, we can do it now. Do it. Help you. Don't do it.
The group disappears from sight.
Shit. Why'd it have to be us who found him? All right. Come on. Come on.
The two youngsters move off cautiously in pursuit.
Info terminal. Let's check the schematics.
Near the central shaft, Dredd approaches a screen on a wall. Anderson slams a prisoner into the concrete, then joins Dredd. He scans the block's layout, checking the north, south, and west quadrants. The young clan members approach them from behind.
Freeze!
Dredd turns around.
Why?
Why what?
Kay works to free his hands.
Why should I freeze?
Because otherwise, I'll shoot you.
With the safety on?
It isn't.
As the kid examines his gun, Dredd draws. The prisoner sidles closer to the rookie.
How do you want it, kids? Body bags or juve cubes? Makes no difference to me.
Kay leaps and hoops his arms around Anderson. Dredd drops and rolls as the kids shoot. Electrical charges disable the two youngsters. Then Dredd takes aim on one knee as Kay drags Anderson into an elevator, using her as a shield. The kids writhe in agony, and Dredd controls his breathing as the elevator heads to level 200. Kay holds Anderson in a corner, her own weapon rammed under her chin.
You're so fucked.
The counterweight passes the elevator as it climbs to the dark heights of the block. Dredd's shadow falls over the level readout as it reaches 200. He grimaces beneath his helmet. Anderson is paraded through a jostling crowd of clan members, past Mama sitting on some steps, then thrown to the floor. As she's pawed and manhandled, the techie approaches with a shocked expression.
What am I gonna do with you?
You're going to do nothing. All this trouble is your doing. When you got busted, you should have killed the judges or been killed yourself. But instead, you let yourself get taken like the dumb fuck you are.
But I...
She slugs him in the mouth.
Shut the fuck up. I'd kill you myself, but I already lost plenty today. I can't afford to lose more.
Mama turns her attention to Anderson, who looks up at her through locks of disheveled hair.
sooner or later, the Justice Department is going to come through the blast doors looking for their judges. They'll find their bodies all shut up. One on level 25. One in the slow-mo den. Just a bust that went wrong. That means no torture. No raping, no skinning, just a bunch of bullets to the head and chest. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Do you fucking understand me?
Yes.
Ma?
The techie stands in a corner.
He's back.
As Mama leads the way to the techie's den, two guys drag Anderson away.
It's the other judge. He's patched himself into one of the terminals. I think he's trying to access the PA.
Can't you stop him?
I can shut down the whole system, but if you let him talk, I can trace which terminal he's using. He'll know exactly where he is.
Peach Trees is still and dark. A monitor shows an empty diner. Dredd stands at a terminal behind a blood-splattered frosted glass screen.
Inhabitants of Peach Trees. This is Judge Dredd.
Let him talk.
In case people have forgotten, this block operates under the same rules as the rest of the city. Mama is not the law. I am the law. Mama is a common criminal.
Ma rolls her eyes.
Guilty of murder. Guilty of the manufacture and distribution of the narcotic known as Slow-Mo. And as of now, under sentence of death. Any who obstruct me in carrying out my duty will be treated as an accessory to her crimes. You have been warned. And as for you, Mama, judgment time.
The techie pinpoints Dredd on his screen.
I got him. He's only 10 levels below a South Quad balcony, Terminal 5.
A red signal on the schematic indicates Dredd's position. Armed clan members travel down a hallway and arrive at the box office outside a movie theater. There's a judge-shaped shadow within. One of the gangsters points his gun toward it.
The fucker still hasn't gone down.
The shooters move closer to the booth, past a poster advertising a movie called Chrysler's Mark, A Quest for a Child. The action is monitored on closed-circuit TV. The lead shooter opens the booth, revealing a body hanging by its wrists.
It's not him!
Dredd watches from the opposite corridor. He aims his gun.
Incendiary.
A single round flies across the middle of the block, then splits into multiple incendiary warheads. The mamas stumble around on fire in agony and panic. At his monitor screen, the techie turns around to Mama, who remains expressionless. The flames are reflected in Dredd's visor, his jaw tight and grim. One of the burning clan tumbles over the railing into the abyss. Dredd walks off, stone-faced. Mama's group watches their people burn on the monitor.
How the fuck are we gonna stop this guy?
Mama smiles, revealing gray, rotted teeth.
Call 911.
The glittering skyline of Mega City at night. High rises and long straight streets teeming with life. A squad of four judges roar towards Peach Trees on their bikes. They march into the entrance on foot. The new squad joins their two colleagues, who are still waiting at the door.
Got a 1024 from this block. Two judges under fire requesting urgent assistance. You're standing outside.
Block's under lockdown. Malfunction with their defense system.
Judge Lex, unimpressed by Judge Volt's answer, gets one of his squad to try.
Open up. Now.
Lex strides past Volt as the blast door opens.
You're relieved.
The paramedic sees the four judges on his monitor and leaves the lockdown med center as Lex's squad enters the block.
So what do we got? Two judges triggered turf war.
Judges die in pursuit of duty.
And the perps who killed the judges.
Laid out here.
Sounds right.
Excuse me.
The paramedic approaches them.
That's not what's happened. I've been here right from the start. This killing's all about one gang, the Marmar clan. And from the sound of gunfire, I'd say at least one of your two judges is still alive.
You prepared to testify to that?
Sure.
The paramedic shot in the head at point-blank range by one of the judges. They step over the body as they move out. An elevator rises up its shaft. Mama turns towards it, and the doors open, and the four judges emerge.
$1 million credits.
$1 million?
You have a problem with the judge. You know who he is?
No.
I do. $1 million.
Fine.
Kaplan, action detail on client. Chan, Alvarez, they're flushing him out.
You got it.
Where's the other one? The rookie?
We got her here.
Dead or alive?
Alive.
Make her dead.
Mama smiles pleasantly as she addresses Lex. Gangsters join the rogue judges as they move out. Dredd's also on the move with his weapon at the ready. He comes to a corner with a trickle of water dripping from the ceiling. As Dredd whips around and takes out a shooter, another fires from a doorway. Dredd assesses the angle of the incoming rounds and returns fire, shooting the guy through the door. The readout on his lawgiver weapon registers ammunition low. The rogue judges maneuver down a staircase in squad formation. Lex gives hand signals and they split up, each advancing down a different corridor at the bottom of the stairs. Dredd proceeds slowly down a narrow service passage with pipes along one wall. He passes a louvered vent. It's pitch dark up ahead. Dredd reaches the end of the passage. Electrical sparks flicker down a corridor to his right. Dredd whips around and raises his weapon, then moves off in the direction of the noise. He spots the figure of a judge moving in the hazy half-light and hides behind a wall.
You there. Identify yourself.
Chan, Sector 9.
Dredd, Sector 13.
Responding to a 1024.
Dredd steps out of cover, and the two judges face each other. They lower their guns.
Good to see you, Dredd.
Likewise. You alone?
Negative. Three-man squad closing on my vector right now. So relax. Cavalry's here.
Dredd cocks his head downward.
Two.
Two?
Two of us called in the 1024. Wondering why you didn't ask about the other one.
Lex, move
it! Chan knocks Dredd's gun and he drops it. The pair wrestles, exchanging headbutts and blows. Chan slams his forearm into Dredd's windpipe.
Choke on it, Dredd.
Dredd shoots Chan in the foot with his own sidearm, rams his face into a steel railing, then smashes the rogue judge's windpipe.
Choke on that.
Chan spits blood. Lex and Alvarez move toward the noise. They turn a corner and come face to face with Chan. Chan drops to his knees, then collapses face down. Kay goes through Anderson's belongings. He tests the feel of a knife, then picks up the old worn photo of her with her parents.
bet you thought you were gonna make your family proud, huh? Not much chance of that now.
He picks up her weapon.
Now this, I always wanted one of these. This is, whew. You know, you were shit out of luck when you ran into the Mama clan. But don't feel too bad. You know, I've seen a lot of judges in my time, and you're just not cut out for this. I mean, if you didn't get killed today, it was gonna be tomorrow, or it was gonna be the day after that. Anyway, today it is.
He looks down his nose at Anderson.
You got any last words, bitch?
Sitting hunched over, she slowly raises her head.
That's funny. I was gonna ask you that. Bitch.
The dealer's confused and raises the lawgiver. The readout on the gun flashes up. ID fail. Kay and Anderson are showered with bits of flesh and blood as the weapon self-destructs. Kay sinks to his knees, gaping at the bloody stump on the end of his right arm. Anderson gets to her feet and lays him out with a roundhouse kick to the head. Anderson peers down a corridor. There are two guards with their backs toward her. She barges between them and attacks with elbows, fists, and the flat of her palm. She disintegrates one guy's head with his own weapon, then blasts the second.
Kay's dead.
Find somewhere to hide.
Where are you going?
I've got the girl cold. I see her first, I shoot her. She sees me first, she hesitates, then I shoot her.
Judge Kaplan leaves, and one of Mama's tattooed bodyguards seals them in a chamber with a stout steel door. Dredd passes through a similar door and is ignored by a room full of workers as he enters the bustling slow-mo factory. There are pipes, tubes, and gas canisters. Inhaler vials are filled from a network of injector nozzles. Some workers wear protective hazmat gear as fluids are piped using manual syringes like glue guns. All seem completely unaware of Dredd until he finds a way to get their attention. He shoots two workers and the rest flee in panic, hiding behind equipment and large copper distillation vats. Dredd advances into the factory and observes the trays full of inhaler vials. He sweeps his weapon around the warehouse-sized room, scanning for targets. Steam rises from pipes and vats. Dredd swings his weapon upwards towards the sound. As Dredd continues scanning the room, moisture drips from a tap. Lex and Alvarez advance into the factory and take cover behind a wall.
What's the price of a judge these days?
$1 million.
Lex signals to Alvarez to circle around behind Dredd.
Split four ways.
Lex moves up, taking cover behind a pillar.
Three ways now.
Suits me.
Dredd backs up among copper tanks. Alvarez moves closer.
Doesn't sound like much. To betray the law?
Dredd hunkers down behind a rack of vats and pipes.
Betray the city.
Save that shit for the rookies.
20 years I've been on the streets. You know what Mega City 1 is, Dredd?
It's a fucking meat grinder.
People go in one end.
The three judges keep moving in a deadly game of hide-and-seek as they talk.
Meat comes out the other.
Dredd looks out from cover, trying to zero in on his targets.
All we do is turn the handle.
Alvarez scores a near miss, and, firing on the move, Dredd shoots wide of his target. He crouches behind a wall and tries to find an ammo mode on his gun that's not empty.
Rapid fire.
Barbara Pearson.
Pyax. Red dives and shoots, and Alvarez's head explodes in a fireball.
Motherfucker.
Red dives back into cover as Lex blasts away.
Two-way split. Yeah, I'd be breaking a sweat. If you hadn't just run out of bullets.
Lex's rounds pass clean through the concrete wall Red's hiding behind. He relocates rapidly. Anderson and Kaplan come face to face in a service passage.
Lower your gun, rookie. I'm your backup.
Anderson's psych sense kicks in. She shoots Kaplan dead. Red hurries to cover, behind another wall beside shelves full of chemicals. He sighs as he remembers he's out of ammo. In the main factory, Lex passes through a jet of steam. The wall Dredd's behind is right in front of him.
Armor piercing.
A round exits Dredd's stomach as he stands with his back to the wall. His granite expression doesn't even flicker as he slides slowly to the floor, leaving a smear of blood down the tiles. Lex walks up to inspect the damage and raises his lawgiver for the kill shot.
Just say, wait. Judge Dredd. The Judge Dredd. Finally gets on the wrong end of a gun. And what he says is, wait. You know what? I expected more of you. I mean, wait for what? Wait for me to change my mind? Wait for another 2 or 3 seconds of life, because you're so fucking weak, you just can't stand to see it end? No.
Lex goes down in a hail of bullets from the rookie behind him.
Wait for her to shoot you.
Anderson stares and lowers her weapon. Dredd reaches for a first aid pouch.
Okay. Basic field dressing.
He draws a metallic wand the size of a marker pen across his wound, injecting it with absorbent foam. He then clamps the hole with sutures that draw the wound closed. His grim granite jaw set and unflinching throughout, he zips up his leather jacket. Anderson retrieves a weapon.
Reload.
He takes magazines from Lex's utility belt, then he and Anderson lock and load.
Ready?
Yeah.
You look ready.
Weapons ready. The two judges stride out of the slow-mo plant. Mama stands thoughtfully in her base as the judges approach its steel door. Before they reach it, Dredd stops and kicks open a side door to find the techie's control room. The techie hides, cowering behind banks of equipment and tangled cabling. Anderson spots him, and Dredd drags him out.
No! 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 Don't shoot! Don't shoot me! No, I'm not armed! I'm not armed! I can help you. Mama's in her private quarters, but it's behind 10 inches of steel. So you can't get in there without the keypad combination. I can give that to you.
I don't need your cooperation to get the combination from you.
I'm sorry.
Anderson uses her powers on him. His mind reveals Mama with her blade to his stomach, and then jabbing his eyes out with her thumbs. Anderson softens.
Go. Get out of here.
The techie runs away.
Mind explaining yourself, rookie? Abetting a felon is not just a fail offense. It's a crime.
I already picked up the fail when I lost my primary weapon. I'm not going to be a judge, and I don't need to be a mind reader to know it. He's a victim, not a perp, and until my assessment is formally over, I'm still entitled to dispense justice, and that's what I just did by letting him go. Maybe that'll be the one difference I do make. The code to Mama's chambers is 49436. Let's finish this.
Anderson leads the way and approaches the combination keypad. The two judges barge into Mama's private chambers. The walls and rooms are stark and bare. Dredd blasts a clan member in a room off the main hallway, then another. They advance further into the lair. Anderson clears another room, then they advance systematically, dispatching clan gunmen who try to take them on. The muzzle flash from the judge's weapons reflects off the bare, dirty walls. Mama listens to the battle and activates a small metal device on her wrist. Probes from the flat metal square dig into her skin when she presses a circular button in the middle of the object. Dredd shoots a downed gunman in the back. A blue light flashes on the object on the inside of Mama's wrist. The judges enter the main chamber. Mama faces them on a raised level and lifts her hands from the steel railing. A gunman is hiding just out of the judge's sight, and the device on her wrist glows blue. Gunmen attack and are blown away. But Anderson is hit and spun around by the impact. Dredd takes out the last shooter, and the rookie tries to get to her feet. Dredd glances at Anderson, then back at Mama. There's a well-stocked weapons rack behind her.
You're a piece of work, Dredd. But then so am I. You think I didn't know I get busted someday goes with the territory. This entire level is rigged with enough high explosives to take out the top 50 stories. If they go, the rest go too.
Mama raises her left hand to show the blue light.
Like the jewelry. It's a transmitter synced to my heartbeat. My heart stops beating. The building blows. Everyone in it, ash.
Dredd nods slightly.
You got no way out, Judge.
He doesn't move.
Put your gun down. Do you know how many people live in this block?
This isn't a negotiation. The sentence is death.
You can't afford to take the risk.
Dredd drops his aim and shoots Mama in the side. She lies on her back on her bed, a dark pool of blood spreading across the sheet from her waist. Dredd looms over her, his grim expression and weapon rock steady. He lowers the lawgiver. Dredd holsters the gun and picks up a slow-mo inhaler.
Kilometer above ground. What do you figure the range is on that thing? Gotta get through 100 levels of concrete. How about 200? Let's find out.
Dredd drags Mama up by the hair. There's a small animal of twisted wire by Anderson's head. As Dredd manhandles Mama by the throat, she grins at him, and he holds up the inhaler.
Citizen Mama, your crimes are multiple homicide and the manufacture and distribution of narcotics. How do you plead?
Mama stares at him and inhales the narcotic fumes.
Defense noted.
Dredd throws the gang boss out of a window. She falls in super slow motion, drenched in vivid colors with shards of glass gleaming like gems in a cloud around her. As she falls, she sees Dredd above her, receding gradually. She grins, and a trail of slow-mo vapor streams from her mouth. Mama sinks through the air down the central shaft of peach trees. She seems to float gently in a cloud of icy crystals through the slowly drifting smoke from the level she obliterated. Flames still blaze in the burned-out apartments. She falls face down, her arms and legs streaming out behind her, her black clothes billowing in the air. Her fall speeds up to real time as she drops quickly past the dimly lit levels below. Mama nears the ground, her arms waving and her body now completely upside down. In slow motion, she approaches the tiled atrium floor head first, which becomes the witness to her final moments. She turns her head to one side just before it disintegrates in a gentle explosion of glistening blood and twinkling glass fragments on the floor. On Mama's bloody, tattooed arm, the transmitter changes from blue to red and pulses rapidly. All remains still up the central shaft of the block. 200 levels above, Dread nods slowly. He turns and walks away. An elevator descends. Inside, Dredd is with Anderson, tending to the wound on her left side. He looks at her through his visor, his jawline as grim and stony as ever. Outside, the Peachtree's megablock is warmed by the morning sun. Light floods into the central shaft as the roof blast doors slide open. The entrance doors are raised to reveal Judge Dredd and Anderson, standing like statues with their weapons at their sides. More judges and a medical team approach. Anderson starts to walk away.
Anderson.
Dredd approaches and faces her.
Your assessment's now over.
She removes her name badge and hands it to him. Dredd takes it, and with one last look at him, she marches off. As she passes, Anderson greets the chief judge, who arrives to speak to Dredd.
When I heard you called in a 1024, I thought I'd better check it out, seeing as I forced the rookie on you. So what happened in there?
Drug bust.
Looked like you've been through it.
Perps were uncooperative.
So how did she do? She a pass or a fail?
Dredd watches as the medical team tries to help Anderson. She shrugs them off.
She's a pass.
Knew she would be.
He examines her badge embossed with Anderson diagonally across the Justice Department's shield insignia. Judge Dredd strides out of Peachtree's toward the city of high-rises and megablocks.
Mega City 1. 800 million people living in the ruin of the old world and the megastructures of the new one. Only one thing fighting for order in the chaos. Judges.
Judge Anderson exits the perimeter gates of Peachtree. Judge Dredd blasts along an underpass on his motorcycle. Judge Dredd, created by John Wagner and Carlos Esquerra. Carl Urban. Dredd. Olivia Thirlby. Lena Headey. Wood Harris. Langley Kirkwood. Junior Thingo. Luke Tyler. Jason Cope. Dumnal Gleason. Warwick Greer. Directed by Pete Travis. Screenplay by Alex Garland. Produced by Andrew McDonald. Alan Reich, Alex Garland. Co-producer, Michael S. Murphy. Producers for Rebellion, Jason Kingsley, Chris Kingsley. Executive producers, Deepak Nair, Stuart Ford. Adi Shankar. Co-executive producer, Michael Elson. Associate Producer, Joanne Smith. Director of Photography, Anthony Dodd Mantle, BSc DFF. Production Designer, Mark Digby. Editor, Mark Eckersley. Music by Paul Leonard Morgan. Costume Designers, Michael O'Connor and Diana Sillars. Makeup and Hair Designer, Megan Tanner. Sound Effects Supervisor, Max Pullman. Fabricator, Rob Carlisle. Casting by Denton Douglas, Kate Dowd, Sarah Halley Finn, CSA. Sound Design, Glenn Fremantle. Visual Effects Supervisor, John Thumb. First Assistant Director, Lee Grummett. Production Manager, Marissa Sonneman. Stunt Supervisor, Grant Hulley. Cast in order of appearance. Carl Urban as Judge Dredd. Rachel Wood as Control Operator 1. Andil Mingotti as Passenger. Porteous Zando as Driver. Jason Cope as Zwirner. Emma Breschi as Hostage. Olivia Thirlby as Anderson. Rakai Ayola as Chief Judge. Lena Headey as Mama. Tamar Berjak as Mama Bodyguard. Warwick Greer as Caleb. Wood Harris as Kay. Shoki Mokopa as Woman with Child. Johan Chun and Eden Knowles as Girls in Window. Desmond Lailan as Homeless Man. Dioba Apari as Paramedic TJ. Patrick Leister as Control Operator 2. Travis Snyders and Chad Phillips as Slow Mo Junkies. Domhnall Gleeson as Clan Techie. Joe Vaz as Big Joe. Scott Sparrow as Jaffet. Marty Kintu as Big Joe Gang Member. Nicole Bailey as Kathy. Daniel Hadib and Francis Chowler as Judges at Entrance. Junior Singo as Amos. Luke Tyler as Frio. Langley Kirkwood as Judge Lex. Edwin Perry as Judge Alvarez. Carl Fanning as Judge Chan. Michelle Levin as Judge Kaplan. Jubilee, Don't Let Nobody Turn You Around. Written by Bobby Womack, Harold Payne, Damon Albarn, and Richard Russell. Published by Abco Music Incorporated, BMI. Chrysalis Music Limited, copyright control. Performed by Bobby Womack. Licensed courtesy of XL Recordings Limited. By arrangement with Beggars Group Media Limited. Published 2012, XL Recordings Limited. Pontiac Moon. Written by Robert J. Walsh. Published by Universal Publishing, Production Music. Poison Lips. Performed by Vitalik. Courtesy of Citizens Records, Different Recordings. Published by Strictly Confidential. Dubstride. Written and performed by Jan McCullough and Gemma Kicks. Snuffbox. Written and performed by Matt Berry. Published by Matt Berry. Library footage supplied by AP Archive, Corpus Motion, Footage Farm, Getty Images, ITN Source. Special thanks to Jason Constantine, Ida Cowan, Jeff Barrow, Ben Salisbury. The producers would also like to thank the following for their assistance. The writers, artists, letterers, and editors of 2000 AD and Star-Lord. The Judge Minty Team. The 2000 AD Forum. Paul Chandler. Chris Cunningham. Richard Russell. Walter Donahue. Paul Rose. Dr. Rob Davies. South African Minister of Trade and Industry. Eddie Mambalo. And the South Africa National Film and Video Foundation. Dennis Lilly and the Cape Film Commission. The Mayor's Office of the City of Cape Town. The Cape Town Film Permit Office. Artscape. Puisen Fatali and the Gauteng Film Commission. Chief Chris Nkabo and the Johannesburg Metro Police. Nico Decker, Cape Town Film Studios. Paul Raleigh, Film Finances, South Africa. Filmed at the Cape Town Film Studios, Cape Town, and on location in Cape Town and Johannesburg, South Africa. A South African, United Kingdom co-production. Produced with the assistance of the Department of Trade and Industry, South Africa, who does not accept any liability for the content and does not necessarily support such content. The events, characters, and firms depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to events or firms is purely coincidental. This picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Copyright Rena Films Pty Limited and Peachtree Films Limited. This film has been described by Deluxe Digital Studios with funding by Lionsgate Entertainment. Voice by Travis.